Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was asked a question on how to maximize the month of Ramadan as a family. So inshallah al-Aziz, in these two short videos, I will provide an answer to that question. So this Ramadan will very likely begin with the pandemic, with the lockdown and isolation continuing here in the UK. So we need to figure out how to get the best of this blessed month in the unique circumstances that we find ourselves in, especially with our masjid closed. So the first step that I would take is get the whole family together to plan. So fasting, although it is a personal act of worship, but Ramadan is also a great opportunity for families and communities to get together and to strengthen their ties. So one of the beautiful sunnah that we can revive is to have a shura. A shura is a collection of people who come together. So my advice would be have a family shura meeting and announce this meeting, whether it is today or tomorrow in the coming days before Ramadan, and make sure that every single individual in the family participates. So it is a family consultation, a family shura, where the entire family gets together to plan the beautiful arrival and the month of Ramadan and how they will maximize the month of Ramadan, what they will do as individuals, what they will do collectively as a family, what chores and what duties everybody will fulfill, and what they expect from the month of Ramadan as a family. So get the whole family together and have a family meeting, a family shura, a family consultation. This would be my first advice. The second would be welcoming the month of Ramadan. So we can put down a countdown to Ramadan notice perhaps on our fridge, where we can mark off the days of how many days are remaining. And as you will all have received the Ramadan timetable by now, we are hoping to begin the first fast of Ramadan on Saturday, inshallah, this is the 25th of April. So from now till Saturday, you can count down those days and put a cross in eager anticipation for those particular days to finish and for Ramadan to begin. So a countdown to Ramadan. On the 24th of April, the moon will hopefully be seen in the UK and in the nearby countries, which will begin the month of Ramadan. So therefore, let us bring the month of Ramadan in within our homes. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would fast on Mondays, he would fast on Thursdays, and he would also fast as much as possible before the month of Ramadan in the month of Sha'ban. So we can also fast and follow that sunnah and as a means to welcoming the beautiful month of Ramadan. Another thing that we can do is designate a place within your home which we can call the Ramadan Masjid or Masjid Ramadan. If you already don't have a place designated within your home, perhaps you can decide this within your shura meeting, within your family consultation meeting, where this place will be, who will be responsible for it, who will take care of it, who will clean it, who will make sure the musalla, the sajadas are vacuumed and clean, who will make sure that the Qur'ans are nearby, who will make sure that this place is free of distractions, who will make sure all of these things. So get the whole family together, do a family shura meeting, welcome the month of Ramadan by having a countdown to Ramadan, and designate a place within your home to make a masjid for the month of Ramadan, and also use the opportunity to designate a place for i'tikaf as well. Another thing that you could do as a family is designate a person who will call the azan at home. Yes, we may hear the azan on the radio, we may hear the azan on the TV or via other devices, but take your son or your daughter or your family members to designate them and appoint them to call the azan every single day for each salah, for fajr, for zuhr, for asr, for maghrib, for isha. Make sure that you have a person dedicated towards that, and that person can also do the iqamah. So this way you can prepare your azan and make sure your azan is correct, make sure the pronunciation is correct, and make sure you learn the translation and the dua after the azan as well. So this is another important aspect for you as a family to get together in preparation for Ramadan. So put up the Salah timetable, the Ramadan timetable, on your fridges or within a home, within your home, where it is easily accessible, and you can see for each of the five daily prayers, somebody should be designated to call the azan and to be leading the prayer, and make sure that you pray together as a family as well. So these are some of the important advices that I can give. Decoration as well. We all love to decorate for our birthdays, for our other social events within our lives. But with the month of Ramadan, to get your children on board and make them eager and make them welcome the month of Ramadan with zeal, with happiness and joy, everyone at home can have a certain responsibility of engaging one another and working with one another. So engage your children, work with your children, decorate your home for Ramadan, whether it is with lights, whether it is decorations with banners or with perfumes and candles, or preparing your masjid area or some other form of decoration. Decorate the month of Ramadan with lanterns and all of these things, and you will see that it will lift the spirit within your home and make you all more eager. It will make you more smile and appreciate the beautiful month of Ramadan. Another advice in this video is celebrate the Quran. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month where the Quran was first revealed onto the tender heart of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as you welcome the month of Ramadan, also make sure that you welcome the month of the Quran as well. So make sure you prepare your Qurans, you clean your Qurans, make sure that they are ready, make sure you have some rails for you to put them, or in an elevated place when you are reading them. Make sure that you understand that this is the month of the Quran and why it was revealed, and also how you should be preserving the Quran, not just by reciting the Quran, but understanding the Quran as well, by the reading the translation of the Quran, by also memorizing the Quran as well. So every single day, perhaps at Zuhr or Asr or Maghrib, you can sit together as a family. One person every day recites a portion of the Quran, perhaps a page or 2 pages or 5, however much you can do, and another person does the translation or the tafsir and the commentary of that particular passage every single day. And together as a family, reflect upon the verses of the Quran. Together as a family, ask each other what you have learned from those verses, what it means to them, and try to act upon those verses and memorize a verse each day. You as a family, if you memorize one verse a day, then one person has memorized 30 verses, two people have memorized 60, three people have memorized 90 and onwards. So you can celebrate the Quran, preserve the Quran, protect the Quran by coming together as a family and learning the Quran, reciting the Quran, translating the Quran, and memorizing the Quran. So these are some of the things that we can do as a family to maximize the month of Ramadan. Celebrate the Quran, preserve and recite the Quran, decorate your homes, call the azan and the iqaba within your home, designate a place within your home for a masjid, for a musalla, and also for i'tikaf. Welcome the month of Ramadan with a countdown clock or with a calendar, and get the whole family together to plan and have a consultation on how you will maximize the month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan.